Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Well, you've heard about love and giving sight to the blind. My baby loves
SSRV bringing us back to late great Stevie Ray. 17 till I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend, original historian of the Brain Trust, Bert Folsom, Dr. Burton W. Folsom, author of many books, including New Deal or Raw Deal, or also FDR Goes to War. Bert, thanks again for being here. How's Hillsdale College? How are you guys doing up there? That's where he's
Hillsdale
a professor
College
of history,
is doing,
folks.
Is doing absolutely wonderfully. We have, as you know, we take no federal funds.
Right.
Absolutely no federal funds. And we have an excellent student body that's very serious about academics and learning. We have required courses in the Constitution.
Wow.
And we have a great online series of courses that we also offer. So that's where you reach out. Hillsdale has 1,400 students.
We need more Hillsdales around the country.
Right.
We need more of those around the country.
Well, I think there's a market for it.
I do. Oh, I do too. There's no question about it. So, Bert, we were talking about the presidential transitions and the historical record of that you bring to the table. One of the things that I thought I said I was going to say that I thought was pretty rich that President Obama is doing. I've never seen another president do this in my life. He is trying to encourage, and he's advised President-elect Trump to basically not mess with Obamacare. And what's rich about that is people voted against Obamacare. That's one of the reasons Hillary lost. I promise you, Bert, the small business sector helped President Trump get elected. And one of the reasons they did that is because they hate Obamacare. So for the president, for President Obama to tell him not to mess with it, that's rich, isn't it?
Well, it is. I enjoyed watching your polls that you take regularly of your small business people. It was obvious that Obamacare was not a helpful
since the beginning. I mean, for 6 years, small businesses polled against it,
and so it has very little constituency in favor of it, and so it was a liability to candidate Clinton, and Trump has almost a mandate to take action against Obamacare in some way.
Is there a precedent that you can think of for a presidency that works this hard to protect their legacy?
And well, actually, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, yeah, every president wants to protect his legacy, but in this case, as you said in the first segment, the legacy is built on sand. There's not and you have no legislative support right now in Congress to preserve that legacy. He lost the House, he lost the Senate, the governorships are gone, over 1,000 legislative seats.
Yeah,
have been
since President Obama's been in office, the Democrats have lost over 1,000 legislative seats across the country.
Right.
Now that's not much of a legacy, is it?
It isn't. In a way, it's a presidency in that respect. Just speaking about personal popularity, it's somewhat like Eisenhower's presidency. Eisenhower was Obama for some reason has popularity. And I mean, you have to admit.
Can you explain that?
I can't really explain it other than he comes across apparently as a likable person.
Yeah.
And so, therefore, on the polling, he's always been able to poll.
So, but it's like he's not connected to his policies, isn't it?
Right. It's therefore he's not held accountable in the same way that his policies.
Did
are.
You that hear him say? Did you hear him say he thinks he could have won a third election?
He did. He said that, and that's a legitimate position because he might have been able to do it, but he also might not have been able to do it. And
but you know, he thought about it and lamented the fact that he couldn't.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
You know that he was trying to channel Franklin in those days.
Roosevelt. he would have.
I meant Franklin Roosevelt, of course.
Right. The first problem, well, Teddy tried to run for a third term, too. The first problem that he would have had is I'm not sure he would have been able to get through the primary.
Right.
See, Hillary, if she'd still been around, might have challenged him in the primary.
Mm-hmm.
And so if that had happened and he had prevailed, then he would have had a lot of angry leftist women who might not have been enthusiastic for him. So he might have come in with a somewhat divided party. And then the second point is Trump or whoever the Republican nominee would have been would have held him accountable for his policies.
Has there ever been an election result like the one we've gotten with Trump in the history of America? Has there ever been any kind of a response like we've seen with Trump?
In 1876, when Rutherford B. Hayes beat Samuel.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Hayes won by one electoral vote, and he lost the popular vote. And the only reason he won by one electoral vote is that 20 electoral votes were in dispute in three different states,
right.
And we had to have an electoral commission actually decide that. And
wow.
It wasn't decided until practically the inauguration day.
Wow, is it legitimate for people to complain that President Trump doesn't have a mandate because he didn't get the popular vote?
No, it isn't. And well, the thing, I know you talk about the Electoral College too, Jim, but we are a federation of states.
Yes.
And he has a significant base of support. And
electorally, it was a landslide, wasn't it?
It was a substantial victory by about 80 electoral votes.
Yeah.
The other thing is that he has begun to change his popular support. If you've noticed, he's gone up in the polls more than any candidate from the date of election to the current day than any other.
Very interesting. Very interesting.
President of the election.
Hold on to that thought, Bert. Bert Folsom.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.